You managed to catch up with Bert on your trip to Cornwall, but you're catching up with other people who have helped you with the research for the book. Has that been great fun?
It has been enormous fun. Bert has introduced us to Julie Seiler of the Cornish Council, whose remit is culture and also economy. And Bert sees the book as a platform for putting Cornwall on the map in America and to help promote Cornish culture and business. It happened that while we were in Milwaukee, there was an Irish event, and there are thousands of Irish swilling green beer and singing Irish songs, and I suspect most of those people had never been within sniffing distance of Ireland. But there's an ability to promote the notion of Ireland that Cornwall could learn from and, with a great story, do very well for Cornish culture and business.
And what kind of reaction did your book get in the States?
Heartwarming. I was looking forward to putting it out, and as soon as I did, I was nervous. And I thought, you know, who's going to be interested in the kinds of things I'm interested in? But what was wonderful was that the Americans who had never been to Cornwall, and indeed who had very little interest in history, came back saying things like, what a great story. I want to know more. How interesting. I couldn't put it down. I'd love to go to Cornwall.
And, of course, now it's being shown in America at the moment, Winston Graham's Poldark, the BBC's new adaptation of it.
Yes.
It's a different era in history, but similar when it comes to mining, also to the classes as well. Do you hope people might pick up this book and think, oh, I'll have a read of this one?
I've seen that happen already, yes. If they're titillated by Poldark in terms of interest in Cornwall, they turn to my book to find out more about it and to become more deeply informed.
And your book doesn't end here with this book, does it? Because I think, am I right in thinking that you're already working on a follow-up to it?
Well, people are saying, well, what happens next? What happens to the Viscountess? Is there anything that might happen between her and... And I have to think about that, and I'm already doing the research. The working title is Rebellion and Reform. I think rebellion is an inherent part of Cornish character. And I'm moving on to the next generation. So William Pitt, the eldest son, William Pitt the younger, and his family are the owners of Baconic near Loswithiel. He becomes an important figure. With his Cambridge friends, William Wilberforce, who at the time was an irresponsible young drunk, but later became such an important figure, and Edward James Elliot. And they in my book, they knew each other as young boys. And Edward James Elliot marries William's sister, Harriet Pitt, and she becomes his hostess at No. 10 Downing Street when he's First Minister, because he's a bachelor. And I have her memoirs.
So there's a lot of work to do, but you've got the idea bubbling away.
A lot of joy to experience.
But in the meantime, you're in Cornwall, kind of, it's kind of a month-long book launch,
yes.
Really. Are you enjoying going to different places to talk to people about your
thoroughly.
Book?
For example, yesterday we had a conversation of well over 2 hours with Paul Holden, who's the collections manager there at Llanhydrock, so knowledgeable. And when I came here in 2012, he was a wonderful resource for providing the details of the history of Llanhydrock and of the Robarts family, on whom my fictional villain is based, Viscount Dunbargan. And one of the joyful moments yesterday was going into the office of the steward of Llanhydrock and sitting in the chair that my uncle had once occupied.
That's incredible.
So his name was Joseph Clemo, and readers of the book will see a similarity with Joseph Climo, and indeed his daughter, Morwenna, who was the name of my cousin. And Joseph Clemmer had married my mother's younger sister.
And have you seen the times you've come back to Cornwall over the years? Have you seen it change?
Yes. I suppose the most noticeable thing these days is that there's so many more houses. The population has grown. The adopted Cornish population has grown. The other thing, of course, is that at the time of my book, the great breakthrough was the building of the turnpikes. I still see the toll houses around, but we don't pay tolls anymore. And we seem to travel quite fast on the dual carriageways.
Apart from all the roadworks.
Apart from the roadworks. But we do still go carefully through the narrow lanes. When I brought my wife over here, my American wife, in 2012, and we drove down those lanes with the high hedges, she said, "No wonder you're so narrow-minded."
Oh, it's wonderful to meet Richard Hoskin, who is originally from Liskeard, now lives in Kentucky, talking about his historical novel, The Miner and the Viscount. It's called A Saga of 18th Century Cornwall. And if you'd like a copy of the book, you can go online to that well-known shop online, or you can go to Waterstones in Truro. Their bookshop in Liskeard has it.